Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Oh, my hand's
Yay!
disappearing in there.
Yeah, just gave
I gave
it
myself away. Oh,
Oh,
well.
man. And our question goddess, I think that's right. Question goddess Tiffany.
Hello.
Was like,
Okay,
is it a
this
different word? Is that it? Is there another
question
word?
master.
No, it changed to question goddess, I think. Didn't it?
Either way, it's totally
Yeah,
fitting.
absolutely. Yeah. It's all good. Question master goddess. Question
Exactly.
goddess master. Princess.
Or
Princess.
princess.
Hey, she
Yeah.
does all the questions. And she's the princess.
And we want you guys to test that out. Get in the chats, ask her questions. But you got to put Tiffany capital letters so she knows you're trying to ask a question. Otherwise, she thinks you're just chatting. So,
Which is fine too,
well, of course.
but if you want a question answered, you need to
She's
let her know.
the one that will get it to us.
Yes,
Yes.
absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Okay, everybody, come on in. Tell us where you're from. Huge, huge, huge. First of all, I'm glad to be back. Hey, happy Independence for all the Americans in here. And that's where we were out celebrating. That was
Oh, she's gonna freeze up. Is
big
that
birthday.
happening?
It was a big deal. 250 years. That's a big deal for America. I know it's nothing for other countries.
Right.
So that was really cool. Anyway, glad to be here. And make sure you come in, tell us where you're from, shine your light. Remember, it's going up and it goes out, connects with everybody else,
We'll do it
creates a
together.
beautiful grid. Absolutely.
Yeah. Very, very cool. You guys, I already said it once, but if you want to ask a question, please put Tiffany in capital letters. She is our princess goddess question master. What was the other thing?
Fairy? What else you want put in there?
She does it all, and we can't do it without her. So put your questions in the chat. If you are on my Facebook page, Tracy's Facebook page, go to a different page that we are broadcasting on because for some reason those questions don't make it to us. So go to my YouTube page or go to one of the other Facebook pages, which is Dolores Cannon, QHHT Official, Julia, my YouTube.
My YouTube.
Okay, so let's get this ball rolling. Let's find out what you guys want
Absolutely.
to know. Yeah.
Yeah, let us know. Energy. What does the energy feel like right now? Oh, yeah, for you. But you made a comment earlier, and I feel like that is maybe what the energy is, that you're doing a lot of cleansing, a lot of cleaning out, a lot of
Am purging.
purging. And
Oof.
we've been talking about that before, about this was the time. This was like when, and it's like maybe it's coming to a culmination now, where it's
Could
you
be.
and you're the
Well, you know,
representation of that.
I got to thinking, so for those of you that don't know, I'm in the middle of moving. And in moving, I'm going through and boxing things up, but I've been here for 14 years. And so that, and what I realized, because I'm like, some of this stuff, it's like, why do I still have this? This is back from blah, blah, blah. But, you know, in the other times when I was moving, I realized I just shoved everything in boxes and got it out of there. And this time I'm going through it. And I'm like, because I'm downsizing, I'm going to be in half the house that I'm in now. So in that, I'm purging a lot of things. What do I not need? And it's a whole different mindset, but it didn't really dawn on me until probably yesterday, today, when I was going through my closet. So I have this giant walk-in closet all to myself, right? And so what do you do with that? Load it
Fill
up.
it up.
You fill that sucker up and you never get rid of anything because you don't have to because there's more room, you know, and you just keep hanging things. And so I was looking at some of that stuff going, when was the last time I fit something like this, you know, and off to Goodwill. And so I did realize that in the other moves that I've done, I don't move very often, but and the other moves that I've done, I don't think I sorted through things like I did this time. And they were more emotional. Like one was when I went through my divorce, and it was just kind of like throw it in boxes and let's get out of here. The other one, I thought I was buying a house. And then so I gave up the rental that I was in, and then I didn't end up buying the house. And so I had to get out of the rental. So I was in an emotional state there. So it was, so this time it's kind of like, okay, we're going through everything. We know we don't have room to bring to just do it that way. We got to go through it. And man, there's a lot of stuff that I'm like, why do I still have that? I don't use that. And I found myself, this is what's kind of fun, you guys, when you do something like this, you catch yourself in old patterns. Like I picked something up, that was in a box that was in my closet for 14 years. Open it up. I go through it like, oh, I forgot about this. And then I go to save it. And it's like, what am I doing? I haven't seen this thing for 14 years. And I think it was something actually that I ended up putting in the Goodwill pile. And it was just like, when's the next time I'm going to look at that again? The next time I move
14,
and open a
20,
box?
whenever you move again, and maybe that's going to be never, so maybe
Yeah.
never.
So maybe my kids would go through it and go, why did she save that? No. So it's been really good to get this stuff going and clearing it out, and just amazing how much stuff we can get rid of. As like you're looking at this picture here behind me, and it's like a lot of that stuff. Well, these are my crystals, so they're kind of my babies. Maybe a bad example, but I didn't really need the red cabinet. The couch, it folds out. This is the bad room because I actually use this one, but there's stuff that's in closets that there's a closet that I still need to go through that has all my books in it that I haven't seen in probably 8 years. So I'm like, how much of that am I going to keep and move over to the next place, and how much needs to go? So yeah, it's really good to let this stuff go.
So how much do
And
you want to keep? That's
yeah, and it's good because it's a fresh start. It's like this new, it's a new beginning. So, and that's kind of been the theme too, is that old version of ourselves, and this is universal. This isn't just me. We're going through this phase where the old version of ourselves is almost like a past life, you guys. It's like that's not who we are anymore. And so we can let it go, and crazy amounts of stuff to let go. But yeah.
Oh yeah. But as you were saying that, I was seeing the moth and it goes through that transformation, in the cocoon. But it's like
Yeah.
the breaking out of the cocoon. Now
I feel like
you're
the
something
sloppy
completely
mess
different.
right now.
Yeah, it goes through all the transformation stages, which I guess are there too. But then when you actually break out, of the shell, and it's like the whole new you as can fly.
I hope so. That would be amazing. That'd save a lot of traffic problems. I'm ready. Anyways, so that's what I've been going through, you guys. And I gave Julia a peekaboo. I did tease that I was going to take a picture of my office and use it as my screensaver. Or so, see, virtual. That is not what it really looks like behind me. But the room is empty other than my desk, and it's really weird to see it without pictures on the walls, and things are echoing, and it's kind of like, oh wow, it gets very surreal. This is happening.
I'm feeling this overwhelming need to tell you something. It's like it's a big reminder. And anytime I get reminders, it's like, okay, this is important. I don't know if you've thought of this, and maybe somebody else needs to know this as well. But this is something that, and I don't know where anything is. I know you're not at this stage yet in the selling of this home. When Tiffany and I were moving from our house after the divorce and everything, and we were moving, we had another place picked out in a whole other city. And we needed to sell that house, and for some reason, it just would not sell, would not sell, would not sell. All the houses around were selling, but that one would not sell. And so she and I went in there, and it's like It just dawned. I don't know what dawned on me, or if it whatever, or I heard something or whatever. But it was like I need to talk to the house. It's not letting us go. I wasn't letting it go, and so we had to say goodbye. So we kind of did a little. We went in there and we sat on the hearth of the fireplace, and we just talked to the house and how much we appreciated it and loved it and thank you for so much for. I mean, because Tiffany was like 6 months old when we moved into the house, so very formative. You know, she was did a lot of growing
Yeah.
there, a lot of memories, a lot of those really precious memories, and so it, you know, I think it can be that the house was not letting go, but I think it was mutual. It was like it was, you know, holding on both ways, and so we just talked to it and you know, and loved it and just thank you so much, but it's time for someone else to be there, and we need to move on and go somewhere else, and thank you
Yeah.
again, and said a nice goodbye, and it sold within a very short period of time after that. It was.
That's brilliant. And yeah, I mean, I was gonna go through and sage it, and I've been saying goodbye to it, but I don't know if the boys have. And so
Yeah, everybody,
yeah.
yes, it maybe even as a family, as a
Yeah, that might be
somehow
kind
you
of a cool
all
thing
want to
to
do
do,
it
to
again.
just gather together and just do a little our own little ceremony, and then we can go through and say each room and say our goodbyes and maybe do the saging at that time. That's a great idea. Yeah, because the quicker
So,
it sells, the better, obviously. We'll get
right.
this
You've made the
done.
commitment. You've made the decision. You made the commitment now. It's like, because you don't want that to be holding anything up. You know, it's like we gotta move, and it's from something like that. If it's delaying at all, you know. But I know you're not at that place yet.
Yeah,
But
but we're getting close, and so that's going to be good. Yeah.
yeah, maybe somebody else needed that too. I don't know. It was just coming in so
I
strong.
think, anyone that's going through this, a move, and a lot of people are moving right now. It just seems like a lot of people are telling me they're moving. So,
I'm
yeah,
not
that's a
moving.
great message.
I'm not moving. I decided to stay.
You stay put. Don't go anywhere. Yeah, except for Santa Fe, we'll be doing
Not
that.
a move. That's a journey.
We're going to be moving in Santa Fe.
Yep.
Yeah,
Absolutely. There we go.
we're going to
Santa
make it
Fe, New
happen.
Mexico, our QHHT retreat. Open to anyone. You do not have to be a practitioner, but QHHT sponsors it, and that's why it's called that. That'll be September 3rd to the 7th. All the information about it is at QHHTofficial.com. And we have a good sale going on right now. You can get $200 off the price of the already reduced
Oh,
price.
very nice.
Yeah, if you use the code 5DLOVE.
See you guys
So
there. I know a lot of you guys are in the Facebook chat and you're all saying hi to each other and room sharing and all kinds of fun stuff. So the party's already started. It's going to be really good when we all get there. It'll be fun.
Absolutely. I'd love to see you.
Yeah. Have you
We're
guys
all going to
opened?
be there. So, and
Yeah.
we're going to do an episode of the Metaphysical Hour there. And we're going to figure out a way to record it so that it gets aired on here so they can. I'm going to
We should
figure
be
out a way.
able to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we can. Yeah, I know we can. We're going to make it happen.
Do we get to have like somebody come and do our makeup and
Yeah, it's called You Look
not that famous yet? We should get matching shirts
Oh,
or
goodness.
just
Well, we
wear the
do all
ones
the
that
time
look close
anyway.
enough. Yeah. We'll just wear the ones we already have.
Exactly.
Oh my
Yeah,
gosh.
the one that actually matches.
We do have them, yeah.
That's funny.
As long as I didn't put it in Goodwill. I swear I put so much stuff, some of it I don't even know
Yeah,
if
you might
I
not know where to find it now.
I wouldn't, yeah. It's in a
It
bag.
might be in the Goodwill bag.
Yeah. I got those packing bags, those giant ones you can get online there, and that works really good for blankets, pillows, clothing. All that stuff. So that's been working really good. Just in case you need a packing tip, those work really
Okay.
good. Just shove that stuff in and zip it up, and then you can get in and out of it without tape and retaping, right? So
Nice.
yeah,
Yeah.
that's been nice for those kind of things. All right. Everybody, did you tell us where you're from? Because we're about to holler at the goddess in the sky, see if she can tell us where you're all from. We can feel the buzz.
Yeah, we can see the grid.
That's right. All right, butterfly in the sky.
We have North Carolina, Seattle, Washington, Tasmania, San Antonio, Kansas, Oregon, Quebec, Idaho, California, Iran, Georgia, Arizona, California, Boston, Canada, Poland, Ohio, Florida, Nova Scotia, Canada. I'm watching Sullivan's Crossing, which is based in there. So
Oh, cool. Okay.
that hits home for you.
Yeah. Portland, Australia, Montana, another Australia, New Zealand, UK. I think I saw a Vietnam, Pennsylvania, Canada, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Indiana, Canada, England, Norway, Texas, Chicago.
Everywhere. Oh my gosh.
Everywhere. You guys are
Can you see
everywhere.
the grid? I mean,
We
that
are
is so cool.
everywhere.
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Like it.
Yes. I
Cool.
mean, the three of us, we done that before, triangulated. I mean, interesting how our locations are. And so if you visualize where all these locations that Tiffany was just saying, see that it's really, really cool to see that. And then imagine the, the lights coming up and lighting the grid.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Magical. I like it.
Yes.
Cool. All right. Tiffany, my dear, do we have any questions yet?
Darling, we have a couple.
Oh, cool.
Cool. This one's kind of personalized, but I guess you could make it general. It's from Tanya. Can you guide me on how I can finish cleansing the energy that keeps me at bay?
At bay. I don't know
Okay,
what
I'm here.
that's
Okay,
about
just that
anymore.
you're saying that to me. I mean, it's like, yeah, we first is like, okay, we need more information at bay, but then what I get from that is that's a belief. And by you saying that, then you are believing that, see, you're creating your own belief by not and we love you to ask a question or anything, but I want you to notice this is something I'm really passionate about is helping myself and others to understand the power of our words, the power of our thoughts. And if I'm saying, there's something that's keeping this from happening. There's something that's holding all this back, and something that's keeping it at bay, then I'm creating that situation. So I wonder if there's a way to reframe that, move those words around to make it kind of the question, but then shifting it so that now you're empowering yourself with what it is you want. Hopefully that made sense. It's a vision in my mind and I'm trying to but it's like, right, cleanse. I'm trying to remember the question now, but it's like cleanse it. So maybe it's like what is best for me to do to do XYZ to accomplish this. What is maybe something like see how that's pro, that's movement too, rather than there's something in this, and it gives one, it gives power to something else. Two, it's like it's a halting energy. And see, you're the one that's, oh God, this is so cool. It's coming in. You're the one that's in control of the energy that's all around it. And that's what it's trying to say. It's like if you'll shape the words, reshape the words, then that completely reshapes the energy that is propelling this in whatever way it goes. This is so cool because they're showing you that this is your power. In fact, this is your superpower. That,
Ooh,
yeah. So
nice.
shift the words and make it
Words are so powerful.
so powerful, so powerful. And I'm hearing the thing again, that Monica, we've given Monica all this is her namesake.
Monica Dunn.
And it was like, yeah, wouldn't it be wonderful if, and then fill
Yeah.
in the blank. So see, stuff like that, that moves it rather than how do I keep this? How do I stop this? How do I get this? See, you're trying to control something, you're giving something else the control, and now you're trying to take the control back. And that's, it's like, how about there's none of that going on? How about it? Wouldn't it be wonderful if it all moved? It all went great, See, then that's positive forward motion.
And then I ask the question, what's at risk if it moves forward? What
Oh, I
changes?
just love it.
So that will help you to reframe that because there's something there. You're right. There's something keeping something at bay. What's at risk if it wasn't? Like, what changes if that's not the case? And I know we sit there and go, well, nothing's at risk. It's all gonna go and be magical. And but there's something there that maybe you don't realize in that subconscious that's going, but if that happens, then we're gonna have to give up this or change the way we do that or da da da. So think about what might have to change in order for this to move forward, and that could be the thing. Yeah,
That you are
words,
using to hold yourself
and
back.
our, yeah. So, but most powerful is, yeah, the way we talk about our stuff, you know. Very cool. Good question, even though at first I was like, keeping what at bay, but you're right, we didn't need to know that
Didn't
answer.
need to go there, didn't need, it doesn't matter what it is, that's not the direction to go.
I love it. Love it. All right. You know what else I love? I love Tiffany in the sky. Do you have another question for us?
Thank you.
You get all my love. I don't have any left after that.
Oh, well, you still have like 30 minutes, so I need you to keep it up.
Okay. I'll try to contain.
That's from Colleen. Oh, beautiful Tiffany, angel in the sky. When I pass, one, where will I reincarnate? And two, will I come back not remembering the awakening and knowledge I'm gaining in this life, or has that all changed?
Well, I'm going to say, what do you believe? Because our belief system creates reality. I remember doing mediumship way back, and man, that's been a long time ago. But I remember this one because it really showed me how we create what we believe. And somebody wanted me to tune into one of their loved ones, and I said, all I'm seeing is black. It's just like I just feel like I'm just sitting here. And blackness. And they said, oh, well, that's their belief system that when they die, they're waiting. The woman or the wife will wait for the husband until he dies, if she dies first, and then they go together. And so that was the experience she was having. She was waiting. And I was like, wow, okay. So, I chatted with her a little bit. I don't remember what the results of that were, but I remember thinking, that was pretty powerful. That even in that state, we're still in that free will and we're creating what we believe so that we'll have that full experience, right?
Absolutely. Mom had, I don't know if you remember in the book Between Death and Life, while we stay on this, we'll get to the other part in a second, but it was, if people believed that they were going to purgatory or they were going to hell, whatever, that's exactly what they would see when they passed. They would see that whole scenario and be played out. It's like, yeah, this is what I expected. It's whatever you expect. That's your belief system. And so you will get it. And then after a little while, don't know how long, it's up to you. You get tired
Yeah.
of it. It's
And then
like,
you'll move on. Yeah.
and your guide has been standing there the whole time. They've been waiting. It's like they're just waiting for you to get ready to move on then. And it's like when you start going, it's got to be more than this or whatever. Whatever it is you ask, then now they're ready to take you on to where you really go.
Yeah. I mean, we've probably all done things like that, and we're just in another experience, right? Like, that's what souls are here to do, experience. And that continues to be one of my QHHT sessions. She was experiencing different things. One of them was darkness. One of them, and darkness to me is always cool because that's where creation happens, right? You're creating in that space. But she was in this rainbow energy and different things like that. And But one of her questions to the SC was, what's my purpose? And it's about experiencing. And the example was, you were in awareness in that life, in that experience of being in the energy, or in that space of darkness and rainbows and that type of stuff. That was awareness. This is experience, taste, smell, feel, think, hear,
Emotions.
emotions all over the place. That's an experience. The other thing was awareness. And I was like, whoa, that's pretty cool.
That makes so
So,
much sense.
yeah.
So much sense.
And it's like, well, duh, that's what we're here to do. And at the end of it, we're like, let's just have so much fun in this experience, and we do. We get these bodies, we get to feel things, we get to taste things, smell things, see things, hear things, vibrations, all of it. We get to have experiences. The emotions, like you were saying, all that emotion, where when she was observing, she was just like, oh, I'm in this rainbow. It's peaceful, but like, well, what's the experience? Well, I'm here. I'm
Usually they're
aware of
just
it.
observing. Yeah, observing,
Yeah, I'm
awareness. Yeah, that makes
observing.
sense.
And so we have to understand, and I think your mom said, souls are lining up to get here. And I can totally understand that now because, wow, you get to experience so much. But the other part of that too is that I think you have to be a pretty advanced soul. I know people say, well, Earth is like in its infancy, and it's like,
No,
no. No, I think you have to be really advanced to come here because I can't imagine a soul that hasn't had some pretty advanced experiences coming into a life where they forget everything and da 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 and go through all this stuff and have duality, going into duality. It's like, and I was thinking about it the other day, like if you walked into an arcade, and let's say you're a gamer and you like that's your passion. You like to game and you like to be the best at the game. And you walk into an arcade, are you going to go over to the little kitty section and play leapfrog? Or are you going to go over to the other side where you've got to dodge things and move around and the risk is higher and all of that? Well, that's where you're going to go, right? And
And when you
so,
master that one, what are you going to
well, obviously, Earth. No.
do? You're going to create your own game. More
Oh,
challenges, more
ooh, this just
experiences.
gets better
And
and
that's
better.
called Game Board Earth. It's because the only way, and that's what I was told, the only souls allowed to come here are master manifestors. They have gone,
Yeah.
they have the, you have to have a
You
golden
have to
ticket to
be.
get here. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Because
it's not for the meek and timid.
no, you have to know what you're doing to get here and all the goodies. So, and then here we are with all the information that your mom brought through with, souls coming in to help the souls that forgot who they are. Well, you can see that if you get in the game of it and you get kind of caught up in that, you forget. And it makes me think of, now I can't, Tiffany, you did this one for me before where Leonardo goes into the dream state and then he can't tell when he's in a dream and when
There's all
he's
the different
out of the dream.
levels, right? The different
Yeah.
inception. Inception,
That
yes.
one. Yes. And it just makes me think of that, like we came to help the ones that kind of got lost in that, like that movie where he couldn't tell if he was in the dream or out of the dream.
Right. And how many times we do that? What am I in now? What's going on? Is this the real one or is this the real one? What's happening? And that's where we are now because we're waking up. You
Yeah.
know, becoming aware. The ones that don't have that awareness yet, they're completely playing the game. They're just in it. They're just going along and believing everything. That's okay. That's part of the game. But as you
Part of the
start
game.
waking up, that's when you start realizing, one, it's a game.
Yep.
Two, you have influence on that game. Three, you finally realize you made the game. That's when it really turns on its head, is when you
Yeah.
realize you are the one that created the game.
Yeah, I like to think of
Okay.
it like our astrology was our program. Like we picked our program and it landed, like that astrology chart when they pull that up, that's your program. That's what you want to experience. So,
As far
Very
as
cool
the
stuff.
other part of the question was where will I incarnate, or something about when and where is, or is that different now? You know, that's, we don't know. That's your soul decision.
Yeah, that's a soul
And when
decision.
you know, this is a plan that you have with your higher self and your guides as to what experiences you want to have, and then where you want to have them, whether you come back to Earth or go somewhere else. That's entirely up to you.
Yeah.
Every soul's decision.
Very cool. Well, now my head's spinning. How about you guys? All
Well,
right.
that cleared up so many things when they showed it to me. I mean, it was, I don't know if anybody's seen that video. It's an old one. I did it in England with mom, and it's called Game Board Earth, and it's on my YouTube channel. But when all that whole thing, it was this vision that came to me, and it was all, it was the gamers, it was all of that, and it was just, this is a game, it's game board, and here's the rules. I mean, this is how we move through it, and why we're here, and why we're doing it, and it makes so much sense.
Yeah, it does. It seems like it, whenever I go to tell people, well, this is how I see it, that's the best way to describe it, is if it's a game, you're not going to pick the boring game, you're
Not if
going to
you're
pick an
already
exciting
big
game.
into games. Now, if
Yeah.
you're new, then you probably will go get the simple game. But you're, as you complete those, we generally like to be challenged. So we're usually going to go to something more challenging. So when we master this
Yeah.
one, we're not going to usually stay there. We're going to get something that's more challenging, has different
Absolutely.
experiences, different skills we can learn. And
Yeah.
then and we master that one, then we see, and that's how it just keeps going, and we level up, level up, level up,
Well,
and
yeah, your mom said that we experience being everything, like blade of grass, tree, squirrel, all of the things. So that would make sense. Those would be the easier things. Okay, I'm gonna
maybe.
come in as a tree so that I can see what Earth looks like, so I can kind of get a view
And
of
be here for
this.
a long time. A tree is here for a long time if you choose to stay in that body, rocks,
Rocks.
long time.
You
Not
wanna
much movement. In fact, a lot of resting lives happen in rocks and maybe even trees.
Yeah. That makes so much sense too. I've had people be air, water. It's really interesting. Everything is consciousness or
Yes.
played out by consciousness of
Yeah.
some sort. So
Yep. Everything is energy and everything has consciousness. Completely
there
changes
was
how you
something
feel.
that happened. Somebody was, I can't remember what they were now, but I remember it was like, I never thought of somebody being something like that. And it was like a suitcase or something, like it was an object that we would use or something, and they had awareness of being that. And that one kind of surprised me because I'm like, oh, okay. Well, so there it is. It
There
was
it
an
is.
object that we created. So it's all going. But yeah, very fun. We are in a very cool experience. So enjoy
Yeah, and
it.
the coolest part about it is we are becoming aware of it.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, it's been here all along. Nothing has changed in that way. What's changed is us. We and our awareness. That's all. Yeah.
We're evolving into the game.
Yes. Love
It.
it. That was a really good question. Thank you.
Yeah, it was kind of fun to chat about that stuff. Okay, Tiffany, beautiful butterfly in the sky. What's next?
Well, so I'm a goddess, so I feel like, this is it for me, right? Like I've leveled up.
You're probably not coming back. You're going to be like, okay, I'm bored. Somebody come up with something better.
I mean, thank you all. Thank you for
Unless you
worshiping.
want to challenge yourself with
Yeah.
something else.
No, I'm good.
Let's. Good with challenges.
She's good with challenges. I was like, we could challenge her to turn on her camera.
Oh no. I'll show you a puppy. Okay.
Oh, I thought we were going to get to see the dog.
This is kind of similar to the other question, but see if you have anything different. How can I get rid of a disturbing thought, the memory of past and fear of them repeating?
Yeah. Yeah, here again,
It's the
it's
thoughts
giving the
again.
power away to that.
Yeah. I
Your
usually
power.
tell people, because it does, it kind of sneaks up on you and you realize, oh gosh, I just did it again.
Yeah.
I put my mind there. And so I always just imagine saying, you don't have permission to be here, and pushing it outside of myself, and then trying to find those better thoughts, something I would rather be thinking about, and bringing those in. It can. Again, it's about our thinking, and that might be why that's being allowed, is because we do need to start understanding how powerful our thoughts are. And so that could be why you're going through that. If it keeps creeping in, how do you resolve that? Now, the other thing you could do is love it. You
I
have
was
to
going to say
love these
embrace and
things.
love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's trying to show
So
you something.
it is.
So
And
what is it you want me to know? And then
if
which
it's
goes along with
making
it.
you uncomfortable or feel bad about something, love the part of you that feels that way. Love the part of you that went through the experience. And the way that I understand it is, we cannot do anything wrong. So when there is something in our path that we have regrets or can't seem to move past, that it happened that way, or we said something and it was taken wrong, or whatever it might be, remember that it's serving a purpose somewhere for someone, you, the other people that are at play with that, and to love yourself for the experiences that you're having with it. Forgive yourself and others for whatever's going on. That doesn't always mean that you let them back in your life. If it's somebody that has a toxic pattern, you can forgive that and move on, and you don't have to go forgive them and move them back to your life, so.
I know there's a thing that a lot of times they'll say, I forgive, but you don't have to forget. But sometimes that's taken out of it, like I'm gonna remember that you did this horrible thing to me. It's not
Yeah.
really like that. It's more like I want to remember enough to keep my barriers. I'm loving myself and like you said, not let this come back in or recognize it. One of my things, because I was seeing patterns, and it was
Yeah.
like, okay, this is a pattern that I have going on. And so it was to show me that this is something I'm doing,
Yeah.
and so that I can recognize that pattern of behavior, that pattern of that type of person, whatever, so that when it happens again, I will recognize it sooner so that I can
Yeah.
set, not just it, we don't have to use those words, not allow it, I'm making my bear. It's like we don't have to be that. It's just, love ourselves enough to say no. It's like, no, I
I
that
think,
doesn't,
yeah.
yeah,
I
it's
think
just.
when you do love yourself enough to say no, that's the whole lesson of it, right? Like you did that, and then it doesn't have to come back anymore, because it, as we've talked about before, these things are happening for us and not to us. So yeah, when that comes in, when you can find that space to love yourself through it, or love whatever, love is the answer, right? It's the
Always.
key. It's the key to everything. How do you respond to that from a place of love? And when you can do that, then usually you get a bigger understanding and the aha moment behind it. It's like, oh, this was teaching me to do this. Okay. And then just start doing that, and it doesn't have to continue to happen. Yeah. These are good questions.
Very good.
We're all going to be smarter at the end of this.
We're gonna be empowered, going to be more, loving and embracing.
Yeah. I think we'll have more compassion for ourselves and others.
Yes, and that's the
Yeah.
big thing, compassion for ourselves. And then automatically, because we tend to treat others better than we treat ourselves. So if we're compassionate for ourselves, we're probably being even more compassionate to others.
I think so. Yeah.
But never hurts to be more.
Exactly. All right. Tiffany. Oh, pretty girl.
Oh, that's what I'd say to Piper.
Oh.
This question is from Marlene. I traveled a long way to see my sister as she was terminally ill. She went to sleep the day after I left and did not wake up again, passed away 2 days later. When do you think I will see her or get signs from her? We are very close and shared spiritual beliefs.
I could play in that real quick. When you're really close to somebody, they usually give you a little bit of time to grieve because when you feel their energy come in, now two things could be happening. When you feel their energy come in, instead of being excited, you get sad because you miss them. And so they give you a little bit of time to grieve so that when they come in, then you're more excited about that. That's one thing. That's some scenarios. The other scenario is how close were you? Because if you were super close, your energies might be similar and you may not recognize that they're there because the energy is very similar to yours, or you're so used to it already that you don't notice a difference. So, like if a parent or a loved one comes in and starts acting as a guide for you, there's some relationships where they're so close that the person didn't recognize that the parent or the loved one was there the whole time because they were so used to that energy and they were expecting to feel it come and go like it's different. And so since they were around them all the time, they didn't notice that the parent or the person was there. In your case, sister. So it feels like you have a really close relationship there. They're actually showing it in the power chakra. You guys empowered each other, and you're going to continue to do that, and you're going to continue to work together. So there is this really beautiful cord, and I feel it right in that power chakra spot. And it feels like she's already there. It's just so familiar to you. You didn't notice it. You were looking for it to shift and change, and it didn't do that because she's just always been there. But I feel like the transition was beautiful, like ceremonial, beautiful, wonderful
And you
stuff.
got there in time. I mean, so she went after you got there. That's something. And I'm being reminded, like when mom passed, it was like 2 nights later, I had this really cool dream. And it was later that I realized, oh my gosh, she was showing me what happened to her, you know, from her perspective. But it was just like at that time, it was like, that was a wild dream. And then as I broke it down, like, oh my goodness, she was communicating with me there. So be open. I mean, you might have dreams.
Absolutely.
And that's a great way for them to communicate with us because our conscious mind barriers are down. They're gone. But it may not make a lot of sense until you kind of go back and go, oh my gosh, it all made sense.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, there's still beautiful work to be done together. So, connect in that way. You can ask her to send you signs. I like to share my cookie experience when I was first learning about that, and I asked a loved one, "When you're around, can you send me chocolate chip cookies?" Being the little smart ass that I was, I got chocolate chip cookies, either a chocolate chip cookie every day or the smell of chocolate chip cookies. Cooking or baking. I called mom one of the nights and I was like, "What are you doing?" Because I could hear her banging around, moving things. And she goes, "Oh, I'm making chocolate chip cookies." You know, and it's like, I just started laughing. I told her what I did. And she's like, "Oh, that's so funny." Because I was just sitting there and all of a sudden I'm like, "I want to make chocolate chip cookies." And she said, "It wasn't like I was planning on it. It just was this inspired thing." And
Amazing.
so ask them for something that they could do, something doable that they would enjoy bringing through for you. And I did have to ask for the chocolate chip cookies to stop because it was every day. It was funny. But they love to do those kind of things for us too and send us signs that they're around. And in fact, I'll share a story real quick, hopefully.
Where are we?
In
Oh.
the house that I'm going to be moving to, it's belonged to my aunt and uncle, which were also my godparents. And my aunt had crossed over years ago from breast cancer, and my sign from her was yellow roses. And it was right after I told them I wanted the house, or I got word that they were going to sell it. You know, they weren't going to keep it within the immediate family. And they let me know, and went to see it. The day that I went to see it, I let him know, I still want to have the house and would still love to have it. And my oldest son and I went for a walk with the dogs, and all of a sudden I just felt like turning my head, and I look over and there was this biggest bush of yellow roses. I was just like,
Oh.
oh. And at that time, I wasn't sure yet what was going to happen because I wasn't the only one that wanted the house. So I wasn't sure how that was going to land. But I did share that story with them that I saw the roses and stuff. So talk to your loved ones, ask them for those signs. It's really precious for us when we get them because it's like, that was just the most beautiful sign from heaven that, that my aunt that used to live there was sending me the yellow roses, and then I ended up with the house. So it makes an even better story. If I
You're
didn't end up with the
gonna
house, yeah, I'm gonna paint it yellow. I think I should.
Or
Or
definitely plant
at least
put
the
yellow.
front side of it's just gonna be smothered in yellow roses.
Yes,
So yeah.
absolutely. I can see it.
That would be fun. That might happen without my doing. She's a powerful little soul on the other side, so
Yeah,
she
they're
might do
always
that
wild
without
yellow
me.
flowers.
Yeah, be like, what's with all the little yellow daisies in the yard? Oh my gosh, I do have that in the front yard. See, they just keep talking. I went through the day and went, oh, I should get out here and mow that. So, okay, you
Oh,
guys, see, it's
funny.
happening live right here. All right. Do we have time for another one?
I
Maybe
think
one more?
so. Yeah.
Okay.
Mom, this question is for you. This is
Okay.
from Lisa. Beautiful Tiffany, can you ask Julia to talk a little bit about the new learning platform for SoulSpeak course? I'm excited.
Ooh.
Well, go visit it. Are you a student or have you taken the course? I mean, you have access to it. You always have lifetime access, and that's why we were letting you know. If you haven't, it's upgraded, updated. It's just newer. It's fresh. It's just really cool. So, it's on a new platform, and it's a wonderful foundation to expand from, and just keep going further. But that post gave you an idea of the new look. But everything's been updated. It's all upgraded. So thanks. I'm very
Everything's
happy with
changing.
it. I've got someone helping me that's just doing a phenomenal job.
Wonderful. Yeah. I would show you the Soul Speak book, but it's in a box somewhere.
I have some back here, but they're all in different languages. We could do that.
Yeah, very nice. I like that. All right. I think we still have time for another one. That was
I
nice
agree.
and quick.
Infinite loves, Tiffany.
Ooh.
Are we going physically with our body to the fifth dimension, and will we do it all together collectively? What was Dolores saying about it?
We will take our body. Our body is shifting, our body is changing, and it's becoming lighter. And that's where because the frequency, that's matching the
We're
frequency. And so we all
vibrating faster.
exactly. So we become lighter and lighter and lighter. And so like if you well, we don't realize it because we're in the body and we're all
Yeah.
doing it. We're all making this change. And so it seems like everything's the same, but it's not. And if you were to look at like if somebody from shoot, let's go further back 100 years ago would look at us, we'd be glowing. 200 years ago, we'd be glowing beings because our
Well,
frequency is
like
different.
they saw the glow around Jesus and then they put the
Yes.
halo over
Yes.
him because
Yeah.
he was vibrating like that. Yeah.
When mom was working with Nostradamus, so this will give you an idea. This is where this, I know this to be true. When she was working with him, and he was in the 1500s, right? Is what his time period. And she was working with him in his time period, and she was in her time period. And he kept saying, "I know you're from the future because you're glowing." And if you wouldn't be if you were from my own time period. So I know you're from further out. Okay, so that's one thing. Our frequencies are all shifting. As far as do we all shift in mass and consciousness, we're sh all shifting at our own pace. We do it. It's an individual progress. It's an individual thing that we're doing, We all happen to be on this journey. We're going to do it at our own pace. We're all going to the same place. We're just doing it at our own pace. And so that's where it's like, don't worry about some people if they look like they're not making progress, because we don't know what's actually happening on the soul level with them. But two, you're on your journey and they're on their journey and everybody's going. So just be concerned with you and what you're doing. And we're all getting there.
Yeah. I think we've talked about this before too, where don't assume you think, yeah, don't assume somebody's not awake because they might be playing a role for someone else's journey on their awakening.
Absolutely.
Because
And you
guess
can't
what?
tell.
When you're
You
like, well, all
cannot
these
tell if
people,
somebody's awake or not. You
no,
can't tell.
and if you're sitting there going, well, all these people aren't awake, well, that's a judgment. So you know, when you're not looking at that anymore as if you're somewhere they're not and you're above them in some way because you've done this journey and they haven't, it's time to get over yourself with all of that, let go of the judgment and just see everybody perfectly exactly where they need to be and they're doing exactly what they came here to do. And that's when you know you're getting there, when you quit looking at everyone else and what they're doing.
You be you, let them be them. We're all gonna get there. And we're all shifting and growing, and that's what matters. And the more we do that, not that it's a race, but we'll probably get there a little faster. The more we can do that kind of stuff. When we do the judgment stuff, so you're holding yourself back. Judgment and fear holding back. That's that heavier energy, and that will hold you back. So the more you can just let those things go, transmute that energy, like by some of the things we were talking about earlier. It's like, wouldn't it be wonderful if, rather than, all these things are bad because, see, it's a whole different energy and a frequency that you're
And you
creating
can
with that.
feel that difference when you say it differently, when you reword it, you will feel it. And that's the important thing, that vibration of that feeling. But yeah.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
yeah. And we got to remember that if you're seeing something or noticing something and don't hate the messenger, it's your mirror. It's about you, not them. So when you've got criticism for someone else, it's time to go look in the mirror and find out why do I feel that way? So, because that's about you, it's not about them. And if somebody else is criticizing you, that's about them, it's not about you. It's their projections, their filters. So if you're triggered by it, that's yours. Just
Yeah,
remember
you
that.
look at your emotional reaction to whatever's going on, and that's where. But let them, they're having their own thing too, so that's wonderful reminder. You don't call them out for it. Just they hopefully they figure it out eventually. But by you doing your thing, see, then you're showing others and how to do it without having to tell them, you're my mirror and that's why I'm doing this. It's like, well, I know. I mean, you might say that just so they hear it, but it's like you're not gonna say an accusation. I hope that's it's all these things trying to come out at once. Don't want to call somebody out as you're creating that so you can learn this. It's like you say it about yourself. I am creating this so I can learn X, Y, Z. And then when you do that and people see you doing that self-reflection, then they go, oh, eventually they start seeing it for themselves. See, that's the effect we have on others without ever having to go, you need to do this. You're doing it all wrong. So you just do you. You do your thing.
Amen to that. You do you. Be happy. Don't worry. Can we sing it? Just be happy. Yeah. All
Anyway,
right, you
Tracy,
guys.
how can people find you if they want to come have a session with you?
UHHTOfficial.com under Find a Practitioner or TracyMahan.com. And Julia, we already talked about Santa Fe, but what
We
if someone
did, and
wants to be a
everything else.
practitioner?
Yeah, everything else about QHHT. If you want to become a practitioner or you want to have a session, go to QHHTOfficial.com. And if you, yeah, Tracy, you have a code, I think, right? For if you
The
want to take the level
magic
one
is
course.
real. Yeah, if you're signing up for the course, the magic is real. Put it in as one word, and that will get you some money off on your course.
And then we're asking about the Soul Speak course. If you go to soulspeakofficial.com, you can get all the information there about that and about how to understand your body, listen to your body, and see what it's trying to tell you.
Exactly.
So, Yeah. All
All right.
wonderful.
Beautiful. Thank you,
Thank you.
Tiffany, for such a beautiful moderation tonight.
Yes, absolutely.
You're welcome.
Love you all. Thank you so
Bye,
much.
everyone.